Hello and welcome to the GameSpy Debriefings, episode
152.
151.
The fuck is wrong with
you guys?
You guys
are fucking terrible at this.
Start over.
We're doing it.
There's just no point in remembering. They all blur together at this point. I'm Anthony Gagos. With me is Ryan Scott.
Hello.
Scott Bromley.
What's going on, Internet?
And Brian Ottawa. So here we are.
And we have a bunch of people distracting us across the hall.
No one can see it. You're like a cat. You just see fucking movement. You're like a ball, four paws on the ground, ready to pounce.
So,
hey, you guys are the ones who are like, hey, we got this awesome picture that somebody sent.
I would like to point out that we're up to 1,600 followers now on Facebook.
How long ago did we start?
I don't know, like a week ago?
We didn't start shit. That was a fan that started it, first of all.
Mark von Alstenberg.
He made it a hot line. We made it a hot song.
Yeah.
You know, that's how that was.
Because we put out the whole bullshit like, hey, someone make us a fan group on Facebook. And it was a challenge to who could get the most followers first or find us first. And Mark found us first. So he became the official one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, it hasn't been going that long.
Okay. So how was everybody's digestive systems after that fun excursion to Ecuador and Mexico we took last week on the show?
You know, the funny thing is after we ate that candy, I put it out on the counter here at IGN, because I was like, I guess there's one way to get rid of trash, which is like either put it out for homeless people or IGN staff.
There's no difference between the two.
And they just gobbled it up and were talking about how delicious it was.
It was amazing. There were people walking around the office holding like the tamarind spoons.
Or the black salted licorice and being like, oh, wow, what a treat.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Caleb, our I guess he's an associate producer. No, he's not.
He pretty much runs video.
Yeah,
day to day.
I was just at his desk, and he was taking handfuls of the double salted licorice, and like, this shit is delicious. I've been eating it all day.
You're fucking kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
That was one of the worst things I've ever put in my mouth.
And he's like, oh, this is the fucking best thing I've ever had in my mouth. I was like, have you ever blown a hobo? Because
yeah,
tastes about the same. I'm assuming.
It's funny, though, that you can just put trash like that out, and, like, we'll be, no matter what we do, like, we can put up posters of how progressive we are and how we're, like, you know, we're not, like, those regular gamers, and, like, gamers don't just sit around eating beef jerky and pouring Mountain Dew. Yeah, well, if you put all that shit out, we'll fucking.
Oh, yeah, if there was gamer grub here at the office, we would be eating it.
Yeah,
pizza on a bagel, we'll take it.
Yeah, guess what? There was an empty donut box. You
was
know,
that you?
Again.
Fuck you.
Again, feeding the cliche that, like, gamers will eat anything if it's in a pink box and it looks like fried chicken. I dumped out the gross fish chip crackers. Gone.
I walked up and I was like, donuts. And I look and I'm like, I know those are shrimp crackers. Yeah. And I know that they're not donuts.
No, it wasn't even shrimp.
But other people might.
Other people were just like, what is this delicious trip? This tastes terrible, but it's in a pink box with fucking fruity wrapping paper.
You could put out like horse meat.
We should. We should just start doing experiments and just put out like.
Yeah, who wants to try some horses? Yeah.
I think it's just because.
Here's an octopus vagina.
People here are either very adventurous or very gullible. Because we used to have this because, you know, for instance, Nintendo used to send out shit to people. And they
like
used to be well. Nintendo's done things like one time they sent out a jar of peanut butter and jelly.
Oh God! Oh my God! That was the best. That was the best.
And
fucking
and
day
there were
ever.
People that here in the office that thought that
I think we
what's
say
this,
who it
what's
was.
This what not what's this weird. What's this weird container of peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah.
Maybe
and I was like,
Scott
and I were like, oh, that's peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
And they're like,
no, I fucked with them. I fucked with them. And I said, dude, I bet you there's like a DS cart or some mystery hidden in that jelly. There's no reason why they would have sent you.
And that's
an empty
what I'm saying. I want to live in the world where I can believe things like that.
And
like,
right?
Like
that guy,
magic.
That editor was at the sink digging through a jar of jelly
with
the spoon,
with a big smile on his face, like maybe there's a toy at the bottom.
No,
like,
it's a.
It's
he was convinced.
Butter.
He was convinced that there was something inside of it because the seal had been broken. Like the vacuum seal, when he opened it, it didn't pop correctly. So he's like, "Oh, someone's been messing with this. There's some sort of magic in here." No, there isn't.
You know what would have been great
this
though?
Inspired.
If at the bottom there was just like a penny,
this
or
inspired
a jelly bean.
This
like
inspired
something.
A great story though.
Yeah,
in that me and Brian decided that we wanted to just mail IGN
to,
a bag of garbage.
We wanted to punk. IGN basically.
And just mail them a bag of trash,
a bag of trash
with a letter that says like
the handwritten letter from
greetings
Nintendo.
From Mushroom Kingdom, where there's been an over explosion of trash in New Mario Trash Panic. garbage is the enemy. Can Mario and Bowser put aside their differences long enough to tackle the real the real problem of garbage and pollution? Come to our event at like December 22nd at the San Francisco Municipal Waste Department.
But until then, like, here's your clue.
First clue.
Here's your first clue.
And then just a bag of trash. There's a banana peel in there and a condom and a can that a donkey chewed on. Just throw all this garbage in there. Somebody's just wafting through wet garbage, and in the bottom we'll have a penny. And we'll draw the M's from Mario on it. And we'll be like, oh boy, I did it. I found a secret.
Okay, so what you're saying is that it has to be a puzzle game where you find Mario coins and banana peels.
And there would be meetings.
Trash,
there would be meetings about this. There would be four people who would be like, we got to get in a conference room. Let's go in the Super Mario Brothers conference room, and we'll sit down and we'll hash this out. We'll figure it out.
We're going to do nine features about this garbage bag.
Here, Ryan.
Let's talk about the history of Nintendo and the environment.
You take all the wet trash. Anthony, you get all the recyclables. Me, I'll get all the stuff that could have been touched or used by a human mouth or a penis. All right, cool. Here we go.
Brian, do a humor article about this banana peel.
Do a comedy article about the banana peel. All right, cool. I'm just going to put it in front of Ryan Scott's desk and see how many times he falls on it before he realizes that you can slip on banana peels. But this is like, I don't know. And you're right. Like, maybe part of it is that we are old and jaded and that we don't have that magic anymore. But at the same time, do you want to live in Peter Pan's Wonder World where you're like, oh, I got to dig through the peanut butter jar?
No, I think we all saw what happened to Michael Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, that guy...
That guy is living Nintendo dreams up until the day.
He was. He had a whole basement. He's
he
like,
basically
I'm gonna
built
get a,
Mushroom Kingdom at his house.
I'm going to get a real-life monkey ball in my house. And they would just put anything he wanted. He was a fucking five-year-old.
Blanket, you get in here with IEIE. You guys run down the stairs. This could be great.
Yeah, that's just an
example. But, I mean,
example.
We clearly don't have that magic because you come in and you're like, I'm like, hey, what you doing, man? You're like, I'm playing Killzone 3. And I'm like, is it cool? And he's like, yeah, it's cool. It's like a lot of fun. I actually really like Killzone games. And I'm like, yeah, it looks pretty cool.
This is not actually indicative of my opinion on Killzone.
No, it's just like, this is the way we talk. Yeah. And then you have other people come in, they're like, oh boy, a magical adventure awaits. And they read like these press releases and they're like, they fucking dig through peanut butter and jelly jar.
you're looking
for toys.
Yeah, I mean, my roommate is a perfect example of that. Like during the Sony press conference, he was like Howard Dean during the Democratic National Convention. I thought he was going to break a lamp.
They built a giant PSP. That's crazy.
Speaking, though, they've already taken the piss out of people like Colin, though.
Why?
Already, because today they confirmed that there was going to be a cheaper version without 3G. Mm-hmm. So they don't all come with 3G. And they said 3G.
Oh, shit. And, so that was like when the Democrats won Nevada for
they
them.
Said, yeah. And they said you have to. The 3G is extra. It's not included in the price.
Oh,
that's
no.
going to make that thing prohibitively expensive.
Man. Right. Oh, so he's going to be on suicide watch then.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, there goes that.
Well, hey,
anyone's looking for a roommate, I am.
So.
Hey, you know what?
I love you, Colin.
We have this piece of paper here with NGP specs.
That's probably from the tech podcast.
Oh. I'm assuming made for some,
not gonna play.
Some riveting.
Can we talk about that? Do you guys want to talk
material.
About what happened?
What
did they announce the giant PSP?
Yeah, how fucking Sony decided, hey, everyone, you know those games that are designed for a 42-inch television and a surround sound in your home? Fucking play it on a 5-inch screen in earbuds.
I like to play
fuck
games
you.
That way.
No, fuck you, Sony.
To be fair, I like to play PSP games for that reason, but I understand that type of experience, like that, I do like that. Like when I play my iPhone, I occasionally like the hardcore games, but the problem is that there aren't enough of us to make an expensive handheld.
Right. I don't see.
Yeah, I agree.
I see hundreds
and
of people.
By Anthony, when you say us, like I'm part of that boat where I will lay on my couch.
Yeah,
10
even
feet
though
from
I'm at
a giant
home,
television.
Even at home, I'll play portable games.
10 feet from a giant television, I'll be like, "Yep, I'm just going to play it right here because I don't want to deal with anything else." It's just like
but
here it is in my hands. It's
I'm fine. Also the person who looks around when I'm on the bus and I see 20 people playing Angry Birds. I don't see a single person
right. That's
going,
what I'm saying.
Oh, fucking A, man. Metal Gear Solid 4. I can't wait to watch this half hour.
Obviously, there are people like
full
that.
Full motion video before it goes into
the PSP.
The tunnel.
Obviously, there are people like that. Like, for instance, the PSP over the course of its life, it's not like they didn't make money on it. They did. The PSP sold multiple millions.
Yeah.
It just didn't. It just looked like an abysmal failure when you compared it to the DS. And the problem is because, yes, if you want to have a handhold that's going to compel, like, just the hardcore people, it's just going to be like. a small group. It's going to be the people that are like, oh, Metal Gear boner, instead of the people that are like, oh, Angry Birds.
But I don't know. I mean, the other thing that everyone always fucking cries about is how video games cost money.
No, seriously,
people go like, oh my god, this thing's gonna be $300, it's gonna be $400. Well, yeah,
but it has
everything awesome ever made packed into it.
Yes, but there is a limit of things that, and the reason I complain about that isn't because I personally would never pay that, but it just comes down to the fact that you look at its long-term success, and to me it's like, if it's not gonna be long-term success, there's not gonna be that many games for it. And if they don't make it cheap enough, it's not going to be a long-term success, you know? Like, mom and dad, like, you know, Pear is, like, my go-to example at IGN. Like, I asked Pear, I'm like, so 129, he's like, all his kids have a fucking DS, even the youngest one. You know what I mean? But, like, for 250, even for a 3DS, he's like, hell no. Yeah. I'm not getting that for my children.
You well, know, I mean, like, some dumb kid shouldn't have that kind of money in his hand.
Right.
You know? Just walking around.
Anyways, on this piece of paper...
Who's Pear?
Pear is the guy that... He's like the lord, overlord of IGN.
Everyone.
Okay. He's the emperor.
Right.
Also, the tech guys, when they're having their podcast, seem to believe that it would cost $299 without Wi-Fi.
Without Wi-Fi?
With just Wi-Fi.
Wow, taking us back.
Yeah.
No.
Did you see GameStop's page? They were like, $999.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking. To me, when I saw that, I was like, that's their way of goading Sony into telling them the price.
Because
they're like, we're going to scare the fuck out of consumers.
I wanted Kaz Hirai to come out again and say something retarded.
Like, you should get a second job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we can sell a million PS3s without having any games.
I'm trying to find Jack Tretton over at Sony had like these quotes during the presentation where he was like, you know, when the PSP came out, you know, we changed the way people thought about handheld gaming.
Yeah, remember what they used to say about we're getting handheld gaming out of the ghetto.
Arthur once put it very well, which was that Sony takes a console strategy and applies it to handhelds. And Nintendo takes a handheld strategy and applies it to home consoles. Uh-huh. That's like the Wii, right?
Yeah.
It's like gimmicky and with all these little tiny games, and yet it's like this wildly successful thing, you know?
Yep.
But that quote, it's like they changed the way we thought about handheld gaming, and that we were convinced that nobody could do it right except Nintendo.
Yeah.
Essentially. And here they are again with the PSP2, which, you know, let's just start calling it that because that's what we're going to call it. I don't know what this NGP name is.
Yeah.
Not going to play. Not going to purchase.
When that got announced, everybody, like, the whole day was just like, oh, I know what it stands for. It stands for Nintendo got pwned.
I didn't see that.
God, don't you wish that people had trapdoors underneath them? Like, sounds like Nintendo got pwned. And then they just land in a Rancor's mouth.
Just, like, every message board, like, as soon as they type that in, a giant hook comes in from off-screen and just pulls them out of their chair.
Play me off, Johnny!
From monkeys flying into their window with wings, grab them by the shoulders, like, scraw!
Some kid is so fucking... Ah, I'm so excited! Original thought!
This computer's just like, a window opens up, and this guy grabs him and pulls him in and beats the shit out of him and shoves him out headless.
I feel like a lot of these kids that also abuse the word rape, something horrible should happen to them too.
Yeah.
Nintendo just got raped by Sony. Should just be like a guy comes in.
Are you still mad at that guy who told you you needed to get raped and murdered over your
Uncharted? No, I'm just saying that people that people overuse the word rape.
Okay.
Could you including the cast members of this podcast? But...
Dude, I'm sorry. This is dark, but it would be totally tragic if you were raped and murdered. Obviously.
But wouldn't it be crazy if it was over Uncharted?
If somebody was like, they grabbed you and they brought you into an alley and they punched you in the back of the head and they pushed
you down
the floor.
Do you know why I'm doing this?
They pulled your pants out and be like, why didn't you like Nathan Drake as much as I did?
And then Jesus.
Fucked you and shot you in the head. And then the next day they're like, oh my god, this is awful. We lost one of our best friends and employees here at IGN, Anthony Gallegos. We're like, he was murdered. I'm like, wow, was he killed? Like, he was murdered by a rapist. Wow, was he raped too? Yeah. Oh god, that's horrible. Yeah, because back at GameSpy, he gave Uncharted 2 4.5 stars out of 5 on the arbitrary star chart that they use to review the stories and puzzles and games collected to create fictional fucking video games that are toys for your television. And somebody thinks you should get raped and murdered for it.
Yep.
I remember.
That would have been hilarious. I just think that would have been really funny. There would have been a minute where it's like, oh my god, that's awful. Then I'm like, see, fucking, the guy raped him over Uncharted 2.
I mean, as I was getting raped, I would have turned around and been like, Uncharted? Really?
This is ridiculous.
The level design was terrible.
Like, did you read my review for Final Fantasy 13? Surely that deserves a rape. This, on the other hand, I mostly enjoy Uncharted 2. This is ridiculous. Good sir.
We get some gems like
would
that.
Would it be
right
a date rape
then?
Or an actual rape? Like, would
that's
he take
not
you
a
out
rape.
First?
No, he wouldn't take you out.
Okay.
Because he wouldn't be able to hold it in. The whole time he'd be like, so what do you do for a living? He signed the review on 22! That, sir, is no date of mine.
I'm going to jump into a quick email.
Yeah, let's do it.
The first one is titled British Speech, and it says, we don't speak like that, idiot. Go to Britain, except I would like to say that he spelled Britain wrong. He said, go to B-R-I-T-I-A-N.
That's the British spelling. They also spell color C-O-L-O-U-R.
And you see that the only thing that British teens do in London is be annoying and mug people. Shame on you.
Yeah.
So they want me to be like a little pickpocket kid?
Yeah.
Great. All right. So I guess you want to be like Oliver Twist.
And they wanted my script to have more spelling errors.
Okay, hang on. So
what?
I think he says go to England. Like, yeah, guys, let's all fly there.
Okay.
Just to see if Ryan's fake voice was real.
So first of all, like, I had some people on Twitter be like, oh, that's what you think we sound like. Like, right. I was like, I'll repeat. Like, I didn't ever claim that it was accurate or good. It was just some stupid thing.
It's just
thing
the way
I
they taught you at Juilliard.
That everybody's been harassing me to do. Like, it's my approximation of, like, Pip from South Park. I never claimed it was authentic.
That's ridiculous.
Or even wanted to do it. You just kept bugging
What's
me.
What's your Batman sound like?
What Batman?
Brother the Cages.
I'm waiting for people to get pissed off at us to be like, hey, Heathcliff characters don't actually sound like that when they call into cat sex lines.
Yeah.
That's a fucking joke.
Mongo is an intelligent cat.
I went to Stanford. I got my degree in animal husbandry.
So the next email.
Wordsworth is a street poet.
The next email is from Christian. And Christian is from Switzerland, Zurich, Switzerland.
Okay.
And he says, and he's the one that sent us the big green trophy, the six-footer. So he says, I hope this is proof enough. It's how I described what I wanted to the company who made it. Also, the names are supposed to be in alphabetical order. I know that it arrived on 1/12/2011 at 9:21 a.m. by UPS, and I hope you guys like it.
Yep, it's true. He got
that man
all
is a
of
miracle.
That man is amazing. And it came from Switzerland, which meant...
Well, he probably... my guess is he ordered it here in an American company. He probably placed the order online.
Still, the shipping is what it looked ridiculous.
Like, yeah. Wait, so what's his name?
Christian.
I want to mention again that sits at our front desk at IGN headquarters.
I think
right
it is permanently...
It will permanently be there.
On display.
Anytime
there.
Anybody... Any publisher, anybody, even a fan...
Except when
they
fire me, I'm going to just walk out there and set it on fire.
Well, don't burn my lips because I will be kissing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Christian.
The next email is from Sirik. He says, I love the podcast. You guys constantly make me laugh out loud. Anyways, I was at a weekly poker game with my buddies a while ago, and we came up with a fun game. Based on when you were born, try and guess what your parents were doing when you were conceived, besides the obvious. For example, my buddy figured out his parents made a sister while they were on Hawaiian vacation. This got me thinking. I'm the youngest by 5.5 years, and I know for a fact I was an accident. Me too. Since I was born on May 17th, I first came into being the same September my sister started kindergarten. This can only mean one thing. My mom and dad were celebrating finally having the house to themselves for a few hours a day, and my dad didn't wrap his Jimmy Dean. I assume he came home during a lunch break for the kids are finally both at school quickie, and they made me within days of finally achieving their long-desired freedom. Just curious if anyone else ever thought about this.
You know, it's weird.
It's my birthday today.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Happy birthday, Scott.
It is my
birthday
today.
So what do you think your parents...
I know exactly...
9 months ago, that's what...
I know exactly what my parents were doing.
Wow.
They told me the story.
March.
It's March.
This is disturbing.
No.
That what? It took
whatever.
Us
no, it's
you
not, it
know
wasn't March.
That they told
it wasn't,
you the story.
It wasn't March. It was...
April?
Technically, it should have been the end of April, but I guess it was a couple of days or weeks early, because there were two of them in
you
my
were
inside.
You were a preemies.
Not a preemie. No, I was... pretty much done. Anyway, the story goes, my parents got fucking obliterated on Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, this
explains as people would do. And my father and mother decided to bang out like Mexicans would to celebrate the Mexican freedom that they achieved. And my dad's like, I'm going to put on a Trojan condom. So he's going at it with my mom, and the condom broke. He blew his load. And surprise, not one, but two kids got in there. And so my mother was pregnant with a girl and a boy on Cinco de Mayo. So thanks, La Casa, for your delicious...
So you're a broken condom baby.
I am a broken condom baby on
Cinco
de Mayo.
Your sister lives inside you, right?
Yes, my sister lives... I was the stronger twin.
She only comes out at Lady Gaga concerts.
How many...
Was that Poker Face playing up there? Crawls out I can't wait till she plays You and I. She hasn't even put that on an album yet. You can only listen to that on YouTube. So good when she gets on the piano. You never know what she's going to do. So,
I love that your twin sister that lives inside you is a like lesbian bowler from a flyover state. Chain-smoking alcoholic.
Uh-huh. Did you buy me cigarettes, Scott? Shove them in your fat mouth. Wear more flannel, motherfucker.
I think I was a Valentine's Day baby.
Were you?
November 22nd, minus 9 months and a week. It's pretty much Valentine's.
Well, the fucked up part, did your parents actually tell you how it happened? Mine did.
Yeah, my parents.
Oh, my.
Yeah, because I remember my parents told me, they were like, you were born here? And I was like, cool, that's great. I don't give a shit. Like, I was born in some fucking shit town in New Jersey. And then they were like, but you were conceived in the Bahamas. And I was like, ugh, I don't want to. Don't tell your kids that. I don't want to know where I was conceived. Because at first heard that, I was like, oh, so you guys first had the idea.
They're like, oh, well, you see, it's a funny story, Brian. Your dad was about to pull out.
Yeah.
And then he was like, honey, are you going to be pissed if I didn't on time? Didn't what? Didn't, you know.
That, like, I can't imagine.
Well, that kind of was where they first had the idea.
Well, yeah. No, because, I mean, they wanted to have me for a while. I was the firstborn, so I wasn't a mistaker. You know, my youngest brother was 8 years after me, so they called him, like, a happy accident. And I'm like,
that's what I was called.
That's a mistake.
Yeah.
You're a mistake. Sorry. Every time there's less of anything for anyone here, that's your fault. You shouldn't be here. Like, when you go to pour...
Oh,
no, it's true. When you go, when you're like, yay, I'm going to have a bowl of like Honey Smacks, and you go to pour it, and there's like, hey, there's not enough for a bowl. You look at your youngest brother, who was a mistake, and you go, this is your fault.
Did your parents do that to you all the time, Ryan? Aw, because you were an only child, and you had no other siblings to blame it on.
I would have stopped at you, too.
Have you ever told your brother this?
What? Oh, no, we just told him he was adopted. I have two brothers, and all we did was, it was like, you know,
harm each other's psyches.
Yeah, that was it. We just beat each other. We all watched wrestling when we were kids. So I would just like, you'd be somebody would standing there, I'd be on the phone, like, yeah, cool, I'll come over and we'll watch Home Alone. And I would just run in like clothesline them. somebody like, you'd be sitting there and someone would kick you in the back of the leg. And,
you put your hands on Elizabeth.
Yeah, just running out of the like, just run up to him, slap him in the face, like, you know.
It's true. I didn't have a brother that I was close in age with, but yeah, my friends that had brothers were always like, yeah, well, you know, sometimes we'd just get in fights, and then I'd pin him down with my knees and dribble spit and long strings right in front of his face.
And I did that all the time to my brother, and I feel so bad, but he's like, they're all great kids now, and I get along well with them, but, you know, there's no reason to it.
I'm just picturing when your 8-year-old younger brother, your fucking old man dying in your bed, and he's just like, finally, Brian. And he's like, gets up on his knees up on your bed.
I know, right? <It's> like,
my sister would beat the shit out of me growing up.
I always wondered what that was like.
Well, I had a twin, and she was always like a foot taller than me, always, so people thought that she was older. And she would just fucking lay into me constantly. She would do the thing where she would throw me down and then, like, get her massive hands into this huge ball that, like, transformed into a wrecking ball and just would pound. What?
You knocked something loose.
No, I didn't. Well, I can still hear you.
I sure don't hear anybody anymore.
Oh, well, oh, there you go.
Oh, hey. That's better.
She would pound on my back.
I thought you were about to say balls this whole time.
Well, that was another story, because she was also like a really good softball pitcher. And so she would practice in her room with rolled up socks, and she would throw underhand pitches at 60 miles an hour, a rolled up sock at my balls. Fuck you. No.
You don't even have to wear condoms with Stacey,
no,
I bet.
No,
you
so just... then. So then one day,
children.
The one day she kicked my shit. She kicked the shit out of me up until I was about 16 years old. And then one day I fucking snapped.
And you beat the shit out of her. And then you remember that you beat the shit out of a girl.
I beat the shit out of her. And because she was a pitcher, I took her arm and I was like about to break her arm. I was so fucking angry. She stopped after that. I mean, she threw like a curling iron that I had to duck, and there's like a huge fucking hole in my wall. Like, she was chasing me one day, and I slammed the door, and she cracked the door from banging on it so hard to get in there. She was like fucking... She was like Jack Nicholson in The Shining trying to... She was like, here's Katie! You know, it was just... Oh,
that's God, awful.
It was fucking scary.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, too, because, like, you know, my girlfriend was telling me that, like, she grew up in the family was just, like, she just had a brother. And her brother would, like, do all that shit, too. And, you know, she wasn't really, like, the bully type to do stuff back. But I noticed that because we both kind of came from a background like that, we kind of just, like, since she lives with me now, she just moved in, we kind of just do shit like that to each other without even thinking about it.
You guys beat each other up?
Yeah, like, no, really, like, I'm standing in the kitchen the other day, and I feel this whap, and I turn around, and she's standing there with, like, one of those towels, and she's, like, rolling it up, and I'm like, the fuck are you doing? Like, I'm like, we're practically married, and you're just, like, whipping me with a towel. And then she walks in the other room and, like, walks back out, and I'm just standing there and just flick her in the face. Just be like, the fuck was that? And she immediately punches me in the stomach as a response, because it's just like, it's like this Three Stooges thing. And it'll just never go. I mean, we don't beat each other up or anything like that. It's not like a domestic violent thing.
You don't sound like you're very far from it.
Wait, are you talking about your current girlfriend?
Yeah. And it's just like one of those, like...
What's up? I was thinking I had a girl space friend that we would constantly catch each other with a good slap in the face. So it was just one of those things. Like, it was always funny because it'd be in the middle of a conversation, you just come up from behind and be like, yeah. Bah! And then they just...
The hell is wrong with all
it's
of
never
you?
Like a hurtful thing. It's more like we grew up watching the Three Stooges.
Exactly. And it did hurt, but I wasn't actually like, I didn't ever think of it as like, I'm hitting a woman because we were both doing it for joke. There was no spite in this. It was the comedy, but there was one time it almost worked out very bad for me. I was at my friend's wedding and she was all there dressed as like one of the bridesmaids, dressed really nice. She was getting punched and I just came up, bah! In the back from behind and hit her, and she turned around all flabbergasted, and I just slapped her.
What the hell is wrong with you?
It's just funny, and if it's a mutual thing, then it's funny. And it's
exactly, because
like, it's not a sexual
then
thing, it's not
then,
an abuse thing.
Exactly, then the whole rest of the evening was her basically finding ways to sneak up on me like a spy. I'd be dancing with someone, having a slow dance on the dance floor, and she'd be like coming by with someone and be like, what crack? You know,
it's not. Like, it's not like tonight I'm going to go home and be like, "Hey, baby, let's make dinner," and then hit her in the face with a rolling pin. And then she'll take a bag of flour and throw it at my head as a bowling ball rolls off the shelf and
it'll hits you on the head, and a big old dick.
Yeah, and like did we ever? We never really talked about that bit, because we'll obviously
we'll never do it. So you want to talk about it?
I
right
guess
now?
We could. I had this idea for a video that I told Scott because
I
met Scott, I was like, he's one of those. The second I really got it to start working with Scott, I'm like, he's one of those people that's just like, he grew up on Looney Tunes and Disney and just,
I get it,
just really wacky shit. But we pitched a video to our video.
Can I just say this? When Brian pitched this idea to me, I thought this is the funniest fucking sketch I have ever seen in my head before. We have to make this.
All right. But you built it up enough.
But it will never happen.
Let's hear it.
So basically, the pitch is, imagine there's a guy in modern age time now, but he lives in a town where every single shop and every single business in the entire town is run by the Three Stooges. So no matter what, no matter where he goes, and it's just like, it's an afternoon of him running some errands.
Yeah.
He's got a list of things he has to do.
But they're all always hitting each other and fucking...
Because you know, the Three Stooges, they're
Three Stooges, every apart. Three Stooges movie is about them getting a job doing something new.
Every episode of the show was like, they had a different house. Like, one episode you didn't even know. It's like, hey, they work at the fire department. Why? Who the fuck would hire them at the fire department? Why are they at the bakery? They're making a goddamn mess.
Yeah.
You know, everything is a disaster.
This is one of the scene where the guy was calling the... calling 911 because his wife was going into labor, and it's just hello, hello, hello,
and
hello.
He goes in the bakery and he's like, I just need a cake, and they're throwing pies at him. So he calls up the police and they're like, he's like, God damn it! And they're like, we'll send someone over right away. But then our video team just looked at us and they're like, that would cost thousands of dollars.
Not to mention, what the fuck does that have anything to do with video games?
It doesn't. They made a Three Stooges video game once.
And at the end we just flashed Three Stooges for NES and be like, topical! There's so many times Scott and I want to do something that are just like, yeah, but what about video games?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, there's a sketch that I think we're still going to do now that has nothing to do with video games, and we absolutely love the character.
For the record, no one at home can see this, but Ryan Scott just took a pen from the podcast table, disassembled it like a rifle in full metal jacket and put it back together like an insane person in a matter of seconds, as if a fucking drill sergeant was standing here watching him and timing him.
Could you imagine the nerdiest drill sergeant in Office Depot is just yelling, "Ryan Scott, what the fuck are you doing?"
And Ryan Scott gets
with you disassemble that stapler right now. 3, 2, 1, get it.
And Ryan's
look,
like,
he's doing it right now. Oh my god.
And Ryan's like,
I got the crazy pen that has three colors.
Hold on, Ryan. I'm gonna mix up these parts and I'm gonna have one missing. And then I'm going to make you reassemble it perfectly, all right?
All right, I'm gonna read an email.
All right, yeah, read an email while I get this crazy wackadoo shakeup going. All right.
Tao writes in.
Go.
And says, "Hey guys, I love your podcast and I'm totally happy my sister told me about you all. I have a question.
Oh, a lady.
I'm 21-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
I play video games.
Uh-oh.
And I would say I'm attractive.
Pixar didn't
I work in the bookstore.
She showed me pics, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and I can confirm what she said.
What? You saw pics?
Yeah, she sent her Facebook.
What? Oh. I didn't see it.
I'm
one of our fans on Facebook.
I'm a 21-year-old girl. I play video games, and I would say I'm attractive. I work in a bookstore at my school, so I meet a ton of people every day, and I get hit on way too much. But, she says, lately I've been pondering asking someone out. I see him every time I work as he comes in to buy shit. He stared at me and always says, have a great day, after I finish ringing up. So my questions are, is it weird if a girl asks a guy out or even gives him a compliment? Have you gotten hit on by a chick?
Man. That's the best thing in the world.
Every time I've been hit on by a chick, it made me feel like a bajillion bucks. Like, when I hit on a girl, even if I get turned down, I feel like $1 million.
Ladies,
but when a girl hits on you...
Go hit on men. There's nothing better than that.
Yeah, every time I got hit on by a girl, I was like, I'm going to fuck this girl. This is awesome. It's easy. It's a fucking home run.
Don't think that's what he's going to think, necessarily.
I guarantee you that's going through his head.
All right.
Maybe that's what you wanted to think.
It probably goes through his head. But if he's, you know...
Congratulations, Ryan. Ryan built the pen again.
But yeah, he could be a cool guy. Who knows? Yeah, but he would totally be stoked if you hit on him. No doubt about it.
Hit on him.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, do it tastefully. Don't be like,
dude, I can
hey,
remember,
I'll suck your dick.
When I was at college, I had a girl hit on me.
And say, I'll suck your dick.
And I was such a naive freshman, I did not realize it. She was obviously a senior. Way beautiful. And I remember we were looking at art, and she was like, oh, are you looking for art for your room, blah, blah, blah. She didn't work at this place, by the way. She came to turn, and then at the very end, she invited me to some party. And I was like,
yeah.
And then I was at night probably playing fucking EverQuest, and then I realized, shit, that girl hit on me.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I looked at the clock, and I was like, party's over.
Yeah, I mean, it's not always, this girl sounds like a cool girl, and she listens to our show, so obviously she's awesome.
Yep.
And it means she has a personality, because she doesn't listen to some fucking podcast where people don't wear pants. But, you know, it's not, sometimes you get hit on and you're like, oh, this is cool, and then you go to do all the follow-up work, and then they're like, no, I wasn't doing that at all.
Gross.
Like, fuck you, you liar. Like, it's such bullshit.
Gross. I would never hit on you.
Yeah.
You're so disgusting. I was just trying to be nice because I'm a nice person. You always take my words and just spin them around. Fuck you. Suck my dick.
I hate when girls say that.
Oh, God. Could you imagine? Like, that would be the world's scariest moment if a girl just was like, suck my dick. And she pulled out an actual dick.
No, no.
I actually hate when girls call their boobs tits.
Holy shit, you know what I was just saying yesterday? I hate when girls call their boobs girls.
Oh, God.
I hate that.
I'm taking the girls out tonight.
The girls look good tonight.
I just hate when they call them tits. Like, it's one thing if you're, like, getting dirty together, right?
Hey, yeah.
And she says something like, you know, touch
my tits.
Suck
my tits or
right.
whatever.
But when she's like, my tit, it's just like, don't say that.
Yeah, but I mean, I want to instate a law, and this is gonna fuck up everything. Enough with the fucking pen. Jesus.
I want to hear your law.
What's the law?
If a girl calls her tits girls, then you're allowed to call her tits girls when you're like, can I come on your girls? That's it. And I suggested this to my girlfriend, and she was like, no, then we have to give a name to your balls. And I'm like, no, because I'm never like, oh boy, bringing the balls out tonight. The balls are looking fantastic. Yeah. Like, I'm on a runaway with my balls flapping.
Check this out, honey. I'm gonna put the fucking stepchildren on a parachute and bounce them up and down.
Like, what?
Yeah, mine's a stepchildren, sweetheart.
I just pull them out, land them on a bar, and I'm like, yeah, balls are out tonight.
Oh, the stepchildren have been in the sauna all day. Time to give them a little sunlight.
Let me put the boys in your mouth, you know?
All right.
Honey, be careful with the boys. You know, I was in a sex shop over the weekend.
Why?
I was shopping with Stacy.
Okay. Well, what were you buying?
Do you really want to know?
I'd love to know.
You
don't have to tell me. Just tell me it's not like a lamb or something like that.
No, but they did have the weirdest thing. They had like animal-shaped vibrators. So like if your girl is like really into dolphins, she can have a dolphin vibrator. Or if she's into grizzly bears, there's a fucking grizzly bear that's going like this. like he's in a stick-up and the cops are holding a gun to this vibrating bear's head and his hands are just like, no!
A cop walks in and he's like, there's a bear in her vagina. He's like, oh,
I wasn't fucking her, I swear.
I thought I smelled fish.
She made me do it.
Oh, no. I thought it was salmon.
Anthony.
But anyway, like, they have
sorry, we took it to a place where Ryan's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What? But
Ryan's like, I thought they liked picnic baskets.
Wait, I want to talk about the weird fucked up shit that they have at this sex shop. So we're at the sex shop and, like, we're looking at fleshlights and I'm like, oh wow, a fleshlight. I've never seen one of those in real life, and they have them out on the shelf.
Why were you shopping for a fleshlight?
No, we weren't shopping for a fleshlight.
But they saw them.
They sell them.
I was going to say, like, shopping with a woman for a fleshlight is bizarre to me.
No.
Unless she's like, there's like one of those old, you know, mine doors. It's like, this mine shaft's closed over her vagina with like a pickaxe in front of it.
No, so.
Like the back of a Disney ride.
So the whole time I've always wondered, like, there's always been a part of me going, does this really feel like a vagina on the inside? No, it doesn't. No. Fleshlights are for people who have never actually fucked a woman but are really into fucking a thermos filled with koosh balls and gack.
So what, did you decide to sample one?
No, you stuck my finger inside.
Oh.
It, you know, you just put like, your finger in. I was like, I wonder what this feels like inside. Yes, I fucking stuck my dick into a fleshlight, a dirty fleshlight that's been on the counter for a year.
You were in a sex shop in San Francisco.
Stuck your fingers in it.
Yeah. Well, they also have the mouth fleshlight.
Those are so bizarre to me.
Like, right?
But like, this Jenna was... Hayes is like, hey guys, just got my mouth filled with like fucking cement, and then and they're making it.
But not only that, the fleshlight that they had there was a fucking vampire fleshlight. So the one thing that you don't want on your fleshlight. Teeth are fucking prominently displayed.
All right, so now that we've made Ryan uncomfortable.
Hold on. Ryan, you've been watching.
Well, this is a letter for Ryan.
Wait.
I'm uncomfortable. This is very odd.
You've been watching a show about vampires. You were telling us about it before, right?
Yeah, what are you watching right now?
Because I hadn't heard of the show. Go. You told me about the show that you're watching called Being Human. Basically, they got away with this pitch in a room, and then they actually moved it to a production company, and they shot this show, and it's on fucking TV right now. But somebody pitched this show.
You don't even need my input.
What's the show about?
What's the show about?
Well, first of all, it's a drama.
Okay. It's a fucking drama?
I need to state that outright. Because
it's not a sitcom?
Obviously, this sounds absurd. So, a vampire and a werewolf decide to move in together, and their new apartment is haunted by the ghost of the woman who killed herself there.
Because to me, that could be the funniest show in television. And like the swamp thing shows up.
The swamp thing is the landlord. The mummy is like the hot girl down the hall.
Who's using all these resources? Hey, invisible man, get out of the shower. The swamp thing is like in the bathtub. Like
you just see the werewolf going over the bills, and he's like, "Hey, swamp thing, we really." Is it necessary for you to take a 17-hour bath every day?
He's like, I don't know. Is it necessary for you to wake up naked with a squirrel in your mouth? And then, like, hey, mummy, you clogged the toilet again.
Yeah, every time Frankenstein is it like walks into the kitchen where they're cooking food, he's just like, ah, fire, and he fucking rips the thing apart.
Rips stuff down, his wife walks in and goes like, ah, and the vampire's like, shut the fuck up, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm trying to sleep.
That's a show.
That's a fucking show. It's a fucking show.
It's not quite what
you watch a show where a vampire and a werewolf are best friends with
the werewolf. The werewolf loses his shit every time the mummy brings out the fine silverware. He's like, get the fuck away from me!
Is that silver? Oh my god,
oh
god,
oh fuck! Like every
it's
time,
a full moon!
Every time,
oh, great, he's naked again.
Every time Dracula blacks out, they just pour garlic salt on his head to fuck with him to wake him up.
Who's gonna be up tonight? Oh, it's a full moon. You'll be up all night killing chickens. Don't do anything crazy like kill a farmer, drag his body home, and wake up in the nude covered in blood.
Ryan, does the ghost like pop into other rooms and be like, I can see you!
How do you... Does he scare them? Like, whoa! He scared me! How did he scare you? You're a man-wolf. Nothing should scare you. What about you? What scares you? Like, time? No, you live through eternity?
Right, do the ghost and werewolf have to be really quiet during the day so the vampire can sleep? Like, is it that kind of terrible living arrangement?
Why? But how can you haunt the fucking... The macabre? How can you haunt Universal Studio Monsters? And he's on the Swamp Thing.
Right,
what keeps him up at night?
Does
a ghost?
Yeah,
he's a mutant. He's a mutant man.
Like, when the ghost is low on rent, does it just go rob a bank because no one can see her?
No, that's the Invisible Man. Again,
what are you handing me these things for?
Well, because I didn't know if you'd ever seen him. I hadn't.
Ryan, what happens to the ghost?
The ghost, what happens to
does
the
he
ghost?
Scare yeah. the, does he scare the werewolf?
Do you really seriously want to describe
I want to know.
The show is fucking fascinating to me.
So, okay, so the ghost, or I'm sorry, the werewolf and the vampire. They work.
Where do they work?
Hold on.
Please tell me they work at a blood bank.
Close enough.
They work at a hospital.
They work at a hospital.
The werewolf works at a hospital.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the vampire
Wait, please don't.
Does he
the
suck out blood with his mouth?
The vampire works in the blood department, doesn't he?
No, hold on.
I'm in cross
over. So hold on, these guys are trying to
tonight
be good.
Tonight we're having garlic bread.
So wait, they're trying to be...
They're trying to be good and not like, you know, monsters. And so the vampire will like drink blood off of like people who have just died. Right? That's his like compromise. And so they...
And
they,
the werewolf kills them.
The werewolf is like Dr. Kevorkian.
The werewolf...
Someone fucking kill me, please! And the werewolf's like, not tonight, it's a crescent moon, but if you can hold on for about 20 more days...
Anytime there's a full moon, there's a crazy man in the hospital bed, and they're like, well, Walter, you're dying. Is there anything we can bring you? And he's like, yeah, a chicken head. He's like, all right, we'll get the werewolf.
Oh!
So they decide to move into this apartment, and they learn. Oh, this woman killed her. She didn't kill herself, but she died. She fell down the stairs and died.
Is it like death becomes her, and her neck is all fucked up? You gonna vomit?
No, okay. No, I'm just coughing, kind of like that. And you know, she pops in, and she's like, "Oh, people, you can see me."
Why can they
see her? Because they're like...
Because they're universal monsters.
Yes. And she hasn't...
And they have some kind of code?
Yeah.
And she can't leave the house because she's got like unfinished business, whatever, ghost crap. And
what is she trying to haunt? The stairs?
Well, we don't know what's going on or why she's stuck there. And so she's just happy, oh, I have people I can talk to now.
Aww.
She's happy that a werewolf and a vampire live in her house now.
Yeah. Is the ghost thrilled. See, because the ghost was human at one point. Is she just like, how the fuck are you a vampire? You're a fucking werewolf. This is planet Earth. I thought this shit only existed in comic books. They're like, you're a ghost. And be like, I was human once.
Yeah, this made sense.
This made sense.
I don't turn into a hair monster once a month.
Well, these guys were human once, too.
Until what?
Until they were bitten by a vampire.
Until the vampire turned him into a... Until Jacob from Lost turned the vampire into a vampire.
All right, hold on. Dude, I'm going to do some quick... We've talked about this show far too long.
And it's a good show, Monday nights.
Monday nights.
On Sci-Fi.
On the Sci-Fi.
I have to wrap it up relatively soon because I have to do some work.
The swamp thing.
I want to read some quick topics from Scott asking for people for things they want us to address.
Hey, you had one
on Facebook.
For me.
Well,
you want that, huh?
Yeah,
you want it, huh, Ryan?
Yeah, I want it. Give it to me.
Yeah, Ryan, you want the question?
You want that?
Yeah,
it says, last night while I was grabbing my dinner from the kitchen, my dad uttered the phrase, "Tonight I think I'm going to give your mom a Cobb salad."
Now, let's move on.
Now, I'm 95% sure he meant to say, "I'll make your mom a Cobb salad," but I'm not positive. If the most sexually experienced person, Ryan Scott, could tell me what disgusting act my father was going to do to my mother, I would sleep better if not at night.
Ryan, what was he giving his mother?
Did you? You're not looking this up. You looked this up in your head.
How would I know?
You've never given a girl a cop's
Yeah.
Salad?
No. Well, I don't know. What is it?
That's when you take a vice grip, open up a woman's asshole, and then put a Tonka truck inside.
You just made that up, right?
That hurt. That hurt my asshole. And I. It didn't even happen to me.
Yeah.
I can save.
Well,
say
that's
never,
what your mom was getting.
I've never done that.
Hope you washed your toys.
All right. So
well, there's your answer.
The first Facebook thing I'm going to read is a question, and it's really kind of dumb, but it's from Eric McNair, so I got to read
Wait,
it.
Wait, what?
Eric McNair.
Eric McNair.
He's
McNair.
The guy that sent us the
Four Pillars of Lightning.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a writer named Eric Nair.
He says,
your name sounds
does
similar.
Ryan ever get sexually aroused by Chitara from Thundercats?
No.
Because her tail got in the way?
The next one, this one I like, though. This
no,
is
he's
question.
Just racist.
Matthias Troncoso Toro writes in and says, did Ryan Scott lose his virginity to a Star Trek poster?
No.
How'd you lose your virginity?
To a woman.
Moving on.
All right.
Well, thank God, Ryan.
I like these. These are fun and quick. Keep them going.
Yeah. Okay. Keep going. This is why I ask questions on the Facebook fan page, the Games Federation's Facebook fan page, which you should become a fan of, because I'm on there asking questions all the time, and you could hear your name on the air.
I saw a truck today with a set of those truck nuts on the hitch. The same truck also had a furry, fuzzy steering wheel. Thoughts? Could it have been some sort of metrosexual redneck hybrid? That's from Jake Gooden.
No, I think it was just a hipster being ironic.
Yeah. Or a furry.
Or a furry.
Could have been a furry. Yeah.
Definitely.
Maybe he had a big panda suit in the back or something.
Whoa. I'll let you try and read that one.
Which one?
Brett.
Yes, I have a question. If Ryan Scott play co-op with Jesus Rex Dino, would Yonka Dong Pie feeling? Thank you.
Let me see that. I have no idea what you just said.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I know. Well, because some people, it's like when Borat came out and frat boys started doing Borat but didn't quite understand how to do it. So, if you say, yes, I have a question, then ask something ridiculous, and then put thank you at the end, they think that's the formula.
So,
technically,
that
it
was
is.
Like, okay. That was like those people used to send us threadless pitches all the time.
Tanner Clausen says, discuss why you don't post more videos from recording sessions, to which Scott Bromley posted. Yeah. It's a pain to cut them up. It looks like we have multiple cameras, but we really only have one.
We have
Scott
one camera.
Scott uses a flip camera, and he does zooms on the faces to make it look like we have different angles.
Yeah.
And not only that, but he clips in music and he does cuts of the crap that doesn't belong.
Yep.
Like if we just posted the raw footage, it would probably be entertaining, but not like that.
Not watchable.
We're also sponsored by PBS and we have a live studio audience.
Yeah. And, oh God, I feel so bad because I forget your name
right now. Look at all those heffers out there.
I forget right now.
Look at those little fat moms sitting out there.
I will say his name on Twitter if you follow me, but the guy who provided us with the flip cam is a fucking saint. So everyone should follow him. But I don't have his name now, so follow me on Twitter, and I'll tell you who it is.
I just want to give a shout-out to all the guys out there who listened to their show, and got their girlfriends to start listening to the
yes.
show. Yes. You guys are awesome, and your girlfriends are even better for, A, putting up with you and your bullshit, B, putting up with us and our bullshit. So I just want to say thank you to all the ladies out there to listen to us.
Send in your letters to podcast@gamespy.com.
Yep.
And then also make a thread on Facebook about questions you want to have us ask for next week's show.
Yeah.
We'll check that and get that printed up. That's actually easier than printing individual letters because
there's a lot of letters there that we didn't get to.
Right. Well, we have to kind of cut it short because it's a busy, busy week.
I think that's code for Anthony really has to take shit. And
no, it's actually code for Anthony has to go render judgment on Killzone 3,
Anthony,
which you can find out about next week.
Anthony, are you coming on my birthday next week?
More than likely.
Yeah. What about you, Ryan? You going to bring you and your wife out?
Huh?
My birthday next week.
Your birthday's today.
My birthday's today, but we're going to party at the Bigfoot Lodge next Friday. You fucking coming out?
Dun, dun, dun. You just said that on the air. All right.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well.
Catch us.
I will
be there. Scott will be there.
Yeah, fucking show up and buy me a drink.
Remember to
you
follow
kick it with
us.
Scott and I?
Follow, join our Facebook group. Follow IGN and GameSpy at Twitter, which you can find just at IGN or GameSpy. And if you want to find our Twitter feeds, it's on gamespy.com, which you should go to regularly anyways, because that's what funds this podcast.
Yep.
They keep the lights on.
I'm a fan of the Facebook page. Do it.
All right. We'll see you all. Never. But you can hear from us next week.